Chapter 7 Hong Kong. On the ship to Hong Kong, the Rangoon, Auda learned a little about Phileas Fogg. She liked him as year. Fix was on the ship too. He thought about the warrant. Was it now on its way from Bombay to Hong Kong? On the first day, Passepartout did not know that Fix was on the ship too. But then he saw the detective. What is Mr. Fix doing on this ship? The Frenchman thought. We saw him in Suez and now here he is again. Is he following us? Why? Passepartout thought about it. And then he had an idea. He is following Mr. Fogg. He is working for the five men at the Reform Club. He is watching Mr. Fogg because of the bet. Passepartout was angry with the five men. But he didn't tell Phileas Fogg about Fix. The five men were Mr. Fogg's friends. Passepartout didn't want Mr. Fogg to think badly of Themyscira. He really liked Mr. Phileas Fogg now. He wanted him to win his bet. It was important to him as year. The weather was bad and the Rangoon arrived at Hong Kong 24 hours late. Phileas Fogg, Passepartout and Auda went to the office of the ship company. Are we too late for the Carnatic J? Phileas Fogg asked. The timetable says she left Hong Kong for Yokohama yesterday. No, said the man at the office. The Carnatic had a problem with one engine. She's here. She'll leave tomorrow. Thank you, said Phileas Fogg. Phileas Fogg took Auda to the best hotel in Hong Kong. Then he went out and looked for her uncle. An hour later, he came back. Auda's uncle did not live in Hong Kong now. He was in Holland. Auda did not speak for a minute. She sat with her head in her hands. Then, very quietly, she asked, "What do I do now, Mr. Fogg?" Single quote. That's easy, said Phileas Fogg. Come to Europe. But I will be one more problem for you. You're not a problem, monsieur, and you won't change our timetable. Passepartout. Single quote. Yes. Mr. Fogg. Single quote. Go to the Carnatic. Passepartout. And get three tickets to Yokohama. Passepartout left the hotel with a smile on his face. He wanted to have Auda with them on the journey. She always spoke kindly to him as year to her. He was a friend and not a servant. When Passepartout arrived at the port, he saw a very unhappy Fix by the Carnatic. Fix was unhappy because the warrant was in the post from Bombay and not in Hong Kong. The Carnatic could take Phileas Fogg away from Hong Kong before the warrant arrived. Passepartout smiled at Fix's face. The fine, rich men of the Reform Club are going to lose their money, the Frenchman thought. And Mr. Fix is unhappy about that. Are you going to buy a ticket for the Carnatic? Asked Passepartout. He laughed, but Fix said nothing. The Frenchman went on to the Carnatic and paid for three tickets to Yokohama. The Carnatic's captain spoke to him as year. The engine is fine now, he said. The problem was smaller than we thought. The ship will leave at 8 o'clock this evening. Not tomorrow. Good, said Passepartout. I will tell my Mr. Fogg. He will be happy. When he left the ship, Fix came to him as year. Before you see Mr. Fogg, said Fix, won't you have a drink with me in this bar? Single quote. There was a bar at the port. Near the ships. Well, yes. Thank you. I am quite thirsty, the Frenchman said. In the bar, Fix asked Passepartout, who do you think I am? Single quote. You are working for those five men from the Reform Club. Smiled Passepartout. You are watching Mr. Fogg. Fix thought for a minute. He didn't have the warrant. And he had to stop Fogg. Yes. I am watching Fogg, said Fix, but I'm not working for the men from the club. I'm a policeman. I'm following Fogg because he's a bank thief. You have to help me, or I'll get a warrant for you too. I'll put you in prison with him this year now. Are you with me or are you with him? Single quote. Passepartout was angry. With him, he said. And he started to leave the bar. Passepartout was on his way back to Phileas Fogg. Fix had to stop him. Monsieur Passepartout knew about the ship's new timetable, and Phileas Fogg didn't. So Fix put something in Passepartout's drink. "Wait," called Fix. He smiled. "Why don't you finish your drink before you go? It's hot out there." Fix smiled again. Passepartout stopped. He looked angrily at Fix, but he took the drink. He sat down and finished it. Then he quietly went to sleep in his chair. Fix left him in the bar.